Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Frien. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe juggles the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. LaFleur moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Ogilvie moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Carbo moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Carbo throws the ball into Yastrzemski, who tags Rodriguez trying to return to first, for the out. Nettles goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Lagro fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lagro. Griffin scores. Burleson moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. There goes Harper trying to get to third. Ogilvy throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Harper for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sutherland moves to third. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. Kaline moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carbo strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it and throws to home to get Lynn. McAuliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Griffin moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Luke Walker now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sutherland fields it and throws to Sanders, who tags Rice for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanders moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sanders moves to third. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Sutherland applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive towards third. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Blackwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.